Penny Hinn, that is, the MP for Tāmaki Makaurau. He's got a few other responsibilities too, including when we look at alert levels and COVID issues, he is often drawn into those discussions. I confirmed that with Jacinda Ardern through the week. So he's involved in something of the inner sanctum because of his role as an Associate Minister of Health. He's with us today, but he says reception might be a bit scratchy. Where are you, Penny?
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora, tātou. I'm on my way to Ruatoria, just come through Tokomaru Bay. Sadly, no power pie this morning.
Not today. What's taking you to Ruatoria today, Ewa?
So today is the meeting for the Ngāri Mu Trust, and as a Māori seat holder, so all of the Māori seats, the people who hold those seats automatically go on to the Ngāri Mu Trust, and we're responsible for quite a number of things that relate to the Māori Battalion, and of course the scholarships that are given out to those lucky recipients. So we're heading into Ruatoria today, and that's where the hui will be.
Yeah, I guess so many things have been conducted in a virtual sense, but you can't beat face-to-face kōrero, ne?
That's right. Kanohi ki te kanohi.
We hosted Willie, or he was at the marae yesterday, launching this look into how we might acknowledge our commitment to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. I'm sure you're aware of this as well as the MP for Tāmaki Makaurau, where we have so many of our whānau Māori living. How important do you see this? And I did note that many of the reporters continually challenged about this and that, but few actually highlighted what advantages there might be for the nation or for tangata whenua by going down this track. We're in a consultation period with tangata whenua. What would you like to see occur, Penny?
Yeah, look, first, a big congratulations to my colleague Willie Jackson for continuing this work. The mahi he did on Waitea Marae yesterday to continue the conversation with respect to the rights of the Indigenous people, I think is a worthy challenge to uptake. We'll all recall the history of it. Started with our matua, Sir Peter Sharples, when he went over to New York to sign the declaration, and we've got a responsibility to continue on with that mahi. So what I hope to hear is consultation and engagement with tangata whenua in the first instance, as this particular kaupapa relates to them. But of course, I want us all as a nation to have a mature conversation about what our future looks like and what is the role of tangata whenua and how do we lift up prospects for all of us. And I think that'll hopefully bear out in the consultation. I think one of the things for us in Tāmaki Makaurau, Dale, is of course, it is different in Tāmaki Makaurau. We're not in necessarily, many of us don't live in our strong tribal strongholds. So, I'd be really keen to see the view of Tāmaki Makaurau and what this means for them in those urban settings where many of our people find themselves at the wrong end of the statistics.
Thank you. I'm just drifting through a few kaupapa, knowing that there's a big chance we will cut out too because of transmission. You're a former Minister of Civil Defence, not this time around. What do you read into some of the challenges in the coast as you drive north today, Ewa?
Oh, my friend, I'm staring at many of the rivers that you can see where they've been swollen and the roads have been eaten away and homes affected. It's actually quite devastating. While I'm heartened by the fact that there are a lot of roadworks going on and there are lots of workers around fixing up a lot of the damage, the fact remains is for many of our kāinga in places like this, they still remain vulnerable. So there's lots of work to do to see how we might be able to ensure that communities, small and large across the East Coast, are protected and resilient for future events. But definitely the infrastructure has taken an absolute hammering here. As I'm steering out across the road now, it still looks like there's a long way before they're back up to normal.
Just spoke with Nada Glavish. She's been living in a tent, apparently, up at Mata Hare Hare. Can you offer her any assistance or assurance that that as MP for Tāmaki Makaurau, you can understand her aroha for the nearly 200-year-old Pūtikawa? How else are you able to assist her and her supporters stand?
Yeah, look, I bumped into my auntie not too long ago to have a talk with her about that matter and a whole host of other matters. I know she's been in conversations with Matua Willie Jackson on the matter, as well as the Prime Minister. And, you know, I'm always mindful of that, that kōrero, too many cooks in the kitchen might spoil the broth, so I need to leave them to talk about.
And as we somewhat anticipated, we'll have to leave it there with our kōrero with Penny Hinnerie.